It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Yes, it is. And yes, we are. And here we go. Border Crossings is on the air. We're in Studio 4 for the next hour, bringing you requests and dedications. If you would like to call in and make your request, add it to the list. Cedric will take it from you at 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number. Again, it's 202-619-2077. Questy Araguar wrote in for our very first request of the hour today. This is the latest from Katy Perry, and it features Nicki Minaj. This song is called Swish Swish.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the?
A tiger. Don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. In a minute, get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming at your mouth, 'cause I stay winning. Lay 'em up like swish, swish, bish.
So I'm making hits with Katy.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
And another one. And another one.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Another one in the casket.
And another one. And another one.
They know what is
Do they know?
What, but they don't know what is what. They just know what is what. But they don't know what is what. They just know what is what. But they don't know what is what.
What the? It's Border Crossings on the Voice of America. Questy Araguar, Katy Perry, and Swish Swish off Katy's new album, Witness. Love Katy Perry, and she is just so creative and so talented. And I heard her talking yesterday in an interview. She was saying that she had written the song I Kissed a Girl, which was her very first big hit, for a 17-year-old friend. And she was asked, so did you kiss her? And she said, no, we never kissed. But it was about her, inspired by her. That song, which we just heard, Swish Swish, features Nicki Minaj. Nicki was seen in Miami, Florida over the weekend in a nightclub getting cozy with Drake. The two of them look like they were getting quite cozy together. Of course, they're both single now. You know, she's no longer with Meek Mill, and he's no longer with, well, the list goes on. This one, this one, this one, this one. He's no longer with anybody. So, you know, they're single people. They're adults. They can do what they want. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for joining us. We welcome you to our Tuesday show. If you want to hear a song, let us know what it is. 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com. Send a tweet to #BCVOA. And you can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And bear in mind, it takes 2 to 3 days on average to get a song played. So a lot of people tune in and say, can you play a song today? And we can't. That's the short answer. The long answer is that the show is pre-produced. We have 10 songs in a program, typically. And we get 20, 30 requests a day, at least. And so, you know, it just doesn't work out. The math doesn't work out. So please be patient. We'll get to you. I promise. We also will get to our very first Now 63 CD giveaway in this hour. And the new 63 CD has a compilation of hits. For those who are new listeners, we give away these all the time. This is a collection of some of today's biggest hits, including DJ Khaled with Justin Bieber. The song is called I'm the One. Zedd with Alessia Cara, Stay. Chainsmokers, Coldplay, Something Just Like This. James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go. Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. Imagine Dragons, Believer. Niall Horan, Slow Hands. Selena Gomez, Bad Liar. The song we just heard, Swish Swish, that is on this new 63 compilation. Also, Camila Cabello, Crying in the Club. Calvin Harris, Sly. Jason Derulo, Swalla. Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Post Malone, Congratulations. Linkin Park, their latest, Heavy. And Miley Cyrus, Malibu, all on the Now 63 CD. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people would want to get this just because it has the Linkin Park song. That's good enough reason. Or just because it's got Kendrick Lamar, who's up for 8 MTV Awards. So, what a great CD. We'll be giving those away all throughout August, and we'll start today. Here's a request from Russia. I want to say hello to Andrew Solovyev. And Andrew's been listening for a while to Border Crossings in Russia. And he requested this song from Florida Georgia Line. This one's called Cruise.
Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Singing Marshall Tucker, we were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
dark and grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. Come on.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crossings, and it is the Caribbean King from Trinidad. That is Billy Ocean and his big hit from 1985 called Caribbean Queen. a request from Samson Marani here on Border Crossings. That song won the Grammy in 1985 for the Male R&B Performance of the Year, making Billy Ocean the very first British artist to win in that category. No other British male had won R&B Performer of the Year at the Grammys. And that was off the album Suddenly. And Billy Ocean got himself a doctorate in 2002 from the University of Westminster. So he's Dr. Billy Ocean. And right now he's on his Best Of tour. He's just put out a Best Of collection CD. And in November we'll be performing in Denmark, Belgium, and the Netherlands. And of course, lots and lots of hits for him in the 80s, early 90s. A lot of people love his music and have been flocking to watch him perform. I have an interview coming up with another 1980s, 90s icon, which I'll be recording later on today, none other than Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. So I'll be interviewing Philip Bailey, who is a 7-time Grammy winner, Lifetime Achievement Award winner, published his own memoir a couple of years ago. So we'll have Philip Bailey on Border Crossing soon talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire and all of their big hits. They've sold over 100 million records around the world. I'm looking forward to talking to Philip Bailey, the guy who, with Maurice White, put Earth, Wind, and Fire together back in the day. I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Bart Horvat just checked in. Tao Buhari. Vincent Maloba is with us as well on the Facebook page. Tally Tekele, Talil Tekele. Thank you for checking in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Shivendu Paul, George Selassie French. It's Yoda. That's a name. I don't know if it's a real one, but it's Yoda. So there's someone else listening. I heard from Saijan Safarov, April 25. I like these people, the names that people come up with for their Facebook. April 25. I wonder how old she is. Lily Ando's listening. Sura Gek Mesfin is tuned in. Johnny Mulugeta also said hi and let me know that he's listening. Antone Yawandawosin is tuned in. Enoch Bempong, George Selassie, Forster Papilo, Hussein Agegnu, Saidu Muhammad Ali, all tuned in. Guoling Xie in China. Ni hao to our friends, our Peng Yao in China. Guoling Xie just checked in to say hello. All right, coming up next, here's a request on Border Crossings from Rede Abriha Reda. And this is for Mary J. Blige with U2. Mary J's got some new music coming out very soon, and this one is called One on Border Crossings.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say,
leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had the, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other. Oh, oh, oh.
What's up, you guys? This is Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. You are listening to Border Crossings.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, it just won't last.
You live what you've learned. You have to think you're
Border Crossings and Linkin Park for Patillo. And Patillo's in the Philippines. That song is called Points of Authority from Linkin Park. The funeral for Chester Bennington was held over the weekend and was attended by a little under 200 people. The family wanted to keep it very, very intimate, very private. So it wasn't open to the press, and it wasn't open to everybody in showbiz who knew Chester Bennington and wanted to pay their respects. So they just kept it to the family and band members and very, very close friends. They handled this, I guess, at a place called the Botanical Gardens in Palos Verde, California. They had a stage set up for a band to perform and to honor his memory one last time. The group and their management have put out many messages to the band's fans around the world saying, don't buy merchandise from unscrupulous bootleggers who are trying to make a dollar and a profit off of this tragedy by selling T-shirts with his face and the date he died and all that stuff. So Chester's heartbroken wife did speak at the funeral. She went up and she read a statement she had written. The words that she spoke were, 1 week ago, I lost my soulmate. My children lost their hero, their daddy. We had a fairy tale life, and now it's turned into some sick Shakespearean tragedy. How do I move on? How do I pick up my shattered soul? The only answer I know is to raise our babies with every ounce of love that I have left. We feel your love, Chester. We feel your loss. My babies are so young to have lost their father, and I know that all of you will keep this memory alive for them. He was a bright, loving soul with an angel's voice. And now he's pain-free, singing his songs in all of our hearts. May God bless us all. Help us turn to one another when we are in pain. Chester would have wanted us to do so. Rest in peace, my love. And Chester's survived by his children and his wife. The kids are Jamie, Isaiah, Draven, Tyler Lee, Lily, and Lila. Sad story. Thank you very much for the request, Patillo. This is Larry London. It's Border Crossings. Coming up next, request from Mimi, and she's in Ghana listening to the show. She wants me to play a song from Adele. Adele canceled the end of her tour. She was on the 25 tour, much like Justin Bieber and a lot of other stars, but Adele had good reason. She was suffering from throat issues after being on the 25 tour for close to 2 years. You may recall several years ago she had throat surgery. And so her vocal cord doctor said, it's getting into a dangerous area, and advised her to shut it down. So she did. Unfortunately, a lot of fans were disappointed because they had bought tickets and waited a year to see her. But she canceled the show. She did surprise her fans last week when she showed up unexpectedly and unannounced at the Into University Charity Carnival. This is an underprivileged student university to help kids in the community in Kensington, England, that aren't well off, and most can't afford an education, so the community provides it for them. And she was there and took selfies with a lot of people, and they were very, very surprised to have Adele show up at this event. A producer once told a reporter in the last few weeks that Adele is struggling to write music for her next album. Apparently, he said, she's just not depressed enough. And so here's Adele with Send My Love on Border Crossings for Mimi and Ghana on 98.1 FM.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love. Giving you up, I'm forgiving it all. You send
Hi, I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Border Crossings. Larry Lendengar, Bavue, and Musica Lemembret, what a United States 00 and Hula 0, let's sit and the thing higher, Sabasabat Dolu. Wayne Ember, Facebook at UA Larry Lendelay, Yemtfelguachon Zemoch, Negarun. America Dims, Larry London, Border Crossings.
Crossings, and you know that guy. It's Craig David with Time to Party and a request from Jordan, not the listener of the country, and Ahmed Khaled, who is tuned into Border Crossings. Thank you, Ahmed, for the request for Craig David, who put out his sixth album in 2016 called Following My Intuition, and he's on tour right now for the new album, and it was his first number one album since 2000's album Born to Do It came out.
That was his big one.
That was his big one. He seems to take a long break in between albums for whatever reason. But that's Craig David. I want to say hi to Raisa in Accra and Moses Sarugo in Uganda. Adams Penny's listening. Aditha Pratika in India. And Una Vanags, who is tuned into the show today in Europe. We've got Ray McDonald in with our Chart Chat segment of the week.
Yeah, and I have two interesting artists for you. These artists have known each other a long time. I mean, they were actually childhood friends. You can almost call them twin sisters. Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. They have two songs that have both made huge jumps. They're both knocking at the door of the top 20. We're going to start off with Demi today. The song's called Sorry Not Sorry, and we'll catch you with Miss Lovato after the song.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is bad chicken, baby, I'm the baddest. Stop playing with a savage, can't have this, can't have this. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah.
Demi Lovato says, sorry, not sorry. It goes from number 52 to number 23 on the latest Billboard Hot 100 chart. If it goes three slots higher, it will be Demi's seventh countdown single. This is the first single from her upcoming sixth studio album. Wow, Demi Lovato. She teased this song back in June on Twitter and Instagram, and Larry and I were talking about this. Demi is very active on social media until she's not. I mean, she has a habit of leaving social media from time to time. You know, she'll get in a Twitter beef with someone, or she'll just be generally disgusted by it, but she always comes back.
Mm. You know, the social media thing is difficult. If you have a thin skin, because people will say some nasty stuff because they can hide behind,
you know, alias names and stuff like that. So it gets ugly. They've said some pretty mean things to her over the years.
Larry, you and I speak a lot about social media on our segments, and this is really the first generation to have to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive, it can be a big problem to deal with.
Yes.
And I think we're all sort of finding our way on the social media landscape, and some of us are more successful than others. Demi always has worn her heart on her sleeve. Of course, she has been very active in mental health causes because she was diagnosed bipolar, and she had eating diet issues, and she's doing well. 2017 has been a good year for Demi Lovato so far. She executive produced a documentary called Beyond Silence, which showcases individuals dealing with mental illness. Time magazine included her on its list of the 100 most influential people, and she has a documentary called I Am Demi Lovato launching on YouTube. We don't know when Demi's next album is coming out. She has a couple concert dates on tap for the summer, just a couple festival appearances. So her tour hasn't been mapped out yet, but I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Demi Lovato in the months to come. Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned that Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez could be twin sisters, and I'll get into that after we hear Selena's latest single. And it seemed like only a couple weeks ago she launched Bad Liar. Well, that song has it kind of come and gone on the charts. I liked it, and I liked the video for it. It was a very inventive video. Her latest song is called Fetish. It jumps from 92 to number 27 on the Hot 100. And we'll catch up with Selena after Fetish.
Take it or leave it, baby, take it or leave it. But I know you won't leave it, cause I know that you need it. Look in the mirror, when I look in the mirror, baby, I see it clear, why you wanna be near. I'm not surprised, I sympathize. I can't deny your appetite. You got a fetish for my love. You hooked up my body, take you over and under and just hit a pack or a gummy. I'm not surprised, I sympathize. I can't deny your appetite. You got a fetish for my love.
Blame you cause it's all your fault. You're playing hard, don't turn me off. You acting hard, but I know you soft. You my fetish, I'm so ready. All these rumors being spreaded. Might as well go ahead and do it, cause they saying we already did it. Call on Gucci, get ever need. Now be South Beach and the drop top team. Water diamonds, Aquafina. Just need you and
you
the blue
got
bikini.
A fetish for my love. I push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in pain.
I like that one. It's got a little bit more of a hook than Bad Liar. Fetish by Selena Gomez, jumping from 92 to 27 on the latest Billboard Hot 100. This stands to be Selena's 10th career countdown single. Selena has had an extensive music career. Remember, before she was a solo artist, she had her own band, The Scene. And I think she had 3 albums out with them. This is from her upcoming 3rd studio solo album, no release date yet. And I mentioned that Selena and Demi are very close, and they started out together as children. They met while auditioning for the Barney and Friends TV show back in 2002. I mean, they were just little girls when they went on the Barney show, Barney the Purple Dinosaur, for those of you who have never seen it. It was a very popular kids show. And they were both raised in the Dallas, Texas area. They both come from Hispanic American backgrounds. Selena is 1 month older than Demi. Selena just turned 25. Demi will be 25 in August. So like I say, they could be twin sisters. And they've had their spats before. For a while there, they unfollowed each other on social media. But I think they've made up. I think they're girls again. Mm. You know?
It's a good thing they started off as children.
Right. They started off as children.
They were born at a very early age. Wow, that is very interesting. You know, and that
thank you, Captain Obvious.
Is that Gucci Mane on that song?
That's Gucci Mane doing the rapping, yes.
Wow, and he's on with Fifth Harmony and their song?
Yeah, Down Gucci's and getting a lot of, I think between Gucci and Quavo, they pretty much have the entire landscape covered, you know. If anybody wants a rapper, they call Quavo and Gucci.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you, Ray. That's Chart Chat. Ray is the guy on the hits, and he's the Billboard Top 20 Countdown man. Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
On VOA 1. All right, with a little timpani, please. Now we're going to do our very first Now 63 CD giveaway. And this happens to have Selena Gomez's first new song, Bad Liar, on it, along with many others. So today's lucky listener of the day is Joe Walker. Congratulations, Joe Walker. Here's your request, One Republic and Wherever I Go.
I know I could lie, but I'm telling the truth. Wherever I go, there's a shadow of you. I know I could try looking for something new, but wherever I go, I'll be looking for you. Some people lie, but they're looking for magic. Others, they're quietly going insane. I feel alive when I'm close to the madness. No easy love could ever make me feel the same. I know I could lie, but I won't lie to you. Wherever I go, you're the ghost in the room. I don't even try looking for something new, 'cause wherever I go, I'll be looking for you. Some people try, make me feel the same, same, same. I know I can lie, but I'm telling the truth. Wherever I go, there's a shadow of you. I know I can try looking for something new. Wherever I go, I'll be looking for you. Wherever I go, I'll be looking for you. Shame, shame, shame. I know I can lie, but I'm telling the truth.
Border Crossings, One Republic, and that is called Wherever I Go, and it's dedicated by Joe Walker to her family, or his family. But thank you, Joe Walker, for listening. We need your mailing address so we can get you the Now 63 CD. One Republic are on tour right now. It's the Honda Civic Tour, featuring Fitz and the Tantrums and James Arthur, which is a great tour. We've got the Now 63 CD giveaway, which is underway and has just begun and will last all throughout August. It's got songs from James Arthur, who's on tour with One Republic, Niall Horan, Imagine Dragons, Ed Sheeran, Selena Gomez, Katy Perry, Camila Cabello, Miley Cyrus, and more. If you want to win yours, you got to enter. Send your email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and enter on our Facebook page. Thank you, Wagner. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Cedric. And thank you to Ray for today's chart chat. My name's Larry London. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Bring it on down.